with Arapahoe County, Douglas County, Elizabeth, Iowa, and called out road standards as they go from one county to the next. And Elbert County has less stringent road standards than Arapahoe and Douglas, for obvious reasons. There's a lot of growth in both of those. But we're required in Elbert County to meet those standards. And so as we put our standards together, we'll probably be very similar to what's out there in some of the other counties. Here's an agreement for how connections work, and for new roads going in, the review of roads, and also maintenance. There are agreements for maintenance. We're going to have to do coordination with all jurisdictions' master plans. Arapahoe County, Douglas County, Aurora, Elizabeth all have plans in place, and we're going to have to coordinate our plans with theirs so that if they call out a road section for a certain kind of road, ours is the same. It doesn't make any sense to have them change from county to county, and so we'll be calling those out. And the CDOT Corridor Optimization Plan 2004 was one that looked at 83 and 86 and told us we need to do a couple of things. We need to make sure the alignment and surface improvements along Colorado Road 2933 and along County Line Road adjacent to both El Paso and Arapahoe counties are complete. We need to make sure that we plan for extensions of County Road 13, 17, 21, 146, 166, 174, 182, and 186. We need to plan for a connection between County Road 17/154 and 158. And we need to be paving multiple minor county roads. They don't tell us how to do any of this or how to fund any of this, but they tell us this is what we need to do as we plan. We need to consider integrated land use and transportation management policies and guidelines, and this is something that we're working parallel with. We are putting together a land use plan and a transportation plan at the same time. It makes all the sense in the world to have a comprehensive land use plan in place first. We don't have that. And as development comes in and as roads need to be maintained and as people have requirements, we can't wait to do a transportation plan 3 years from now. It's time now to get it done. And fortunately, we got the grants to do it. So we're moving ahead. CDOT tells us we need to develop a capital improvement priority list, and that's how you guys are going to help us. And we need to pursue funding alternatives rather than looking to the state for money. And that's going to be a real challenge. Now, sometimes when I've been in public meetings, I have a wonderful job, and some of you may not like this exercise, but it's going to really help us, and it'll help you participate. At each of your tables, there's certain things. There's a sign-up sheet. I'll help you sign that sheet up. There's some index cards, and each of you should have one of those. Put some pens on the table. There's a map of Elbert County. There's a survey if you want to fill that out and take it home and then bring it back. And there's a booking box piece of paper. If we could maybe consolidate tables so there's 5 to 10 people at a table, but it looks like we have enough tables. So some of them that only have 3, maybe a couple of people could fill in and consolidate. If people were sitting back on chairs, if you wouldn't mind coming to a table and be part of the check exercise. If you choose not to be part of the check exercise, that's fine. But if you can do this, it would really help us. Challenges, concerns, issues you have, you can make specific or as general as you want to be. Give you about 5 minutes to do that. And after 5 minutes, then, we're going to ask you at the table to each choose the recorder, somebody who's willing to write down what you said on a picture block paper. That person who writes down what everybody says goes around the table and says all the issues that are on the table. So we can get an overview of what your table thinks are issues. And we'll give you a little time to do that. And then we're going to ask you at the table to decide on the three top issues on that sheet of paper. Then after we do that, we're going to report to the whole group, whoever the reporter is, the issues, the three top issues, and we'll put that on a piece of paper and put it up.